Forget everything you've heard about Elon Musk. Otherwise, the next 30 minutes might be incredibly boring. In this episode, we discuss Elon's love life and how Hyperloop startups may face their stiffest competition yet. All of that and more coming up. This is The Boring Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Boring Podcast. Glad you could join us. This is our second episode, and it's coming pretty close to the first because the news never stops.
No, it doesn't.
Let me tell you. It's just a constant barrage of Google updates in my life. Just push notifications and push notifications.
Oh my gosh.
Telling me everything Elon Musk is up to.
Wow.
Which is great because content is king and we want to become king just like Elon.
Well, two kings.
Two kings.
Or queens? Two queens.
Or queens. Either way.
Either way.
We're open and progressive podcasts, as you will learn.
There you go.
So anyway, just a clarification from last time. At some point mentioned that Elon Musk's first notable venture was X.com, and it was. I was correct about that. And then we kind of muddied the waters by saying his next successful venture was PayPal, but X.com actually merged with Confinity to become PayPal in the year 2000. So I wanted to get that straight. If anyone was losing sleep, if at some point you listened to our episode and then took a break because you were so angry that we got that wrong, you can return to us. Loyal fan base, because we have rectified our mistakes and we are back in the good graces of our dear Lord and Savior Elon Musk.
Thank goodness. You know, if you were losing sleep, just start sleeping again. I mean, really, you're losing sleep over that small error?
Come on. I didn't sleep last night at all.
I slept great.
You always do.
I know. I just pictured Elon Musk and just went right to sleep.
Right. I thought about the deep meditative state I would go into in my transit to Mars.
Oh, yeah.
And that eventually lulled me to sleep.
Oh, my God. If you built a Hyperloop to Mars.
Is that?
That's not a thing at all.
He doesn't have a hand in, like, the space elevators.
No, he should. He probably thinks they're dumb.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Elon Musk thinks a space elevator is a dumb idea?
The thing is about space elevators is they're way too expensive because of the kind of materials you need to make it durable. So I think Elon Musk, way more technologies that are much easier to pursue.
Okay.
You know, like a whole big thing just to send a rocket to Mars, send people to Mars. That's much easier than building an elevator.
Or what is essentially a car elevator into the ground.
Right.
So he basically said, I hate space elevators. Yeah. I'm going to do almost the opposite.
Yeah.
Which is a into the earth elevator.
I'm going to the core. What he says.
Yep, that's typical old Elon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So clarifications are out of the
way. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate that.
On to the late breaking Elon Musk updates that you have come to recognize and consider us the authority on.
Let's do it.
As I was publishing and getting ready to finish up the first episode, which if you haven't listened to, listen to it. It's captivating. You'll get to know a little bit more about us and a lot more about some recurring motifs, such as our beloved friend, Dark Elon.
Dark Elon.
We're not sure if he's making an appearance tonight. You never know where Dark Elon creeps in.
You never.
What?
Yeah, you never know. I love Dark Elon.
I do too. Speaking of loving Elon, there's been some news from Elon Musk's love life. And suffice it to say, might not be the best news.
Oh, no.
Elon Musk is single again.
Again?
Yeah, he broke up with his girlfriend, Amber Heard. Do you happen to know who that is?
Who is that?
I guess that answers my question.
I have no idea who that is.
So Amber Heard is an actress.
Okay.
She's been in a bunch of different movies.
Like what?
I know she was in Zombieland.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
She was also in Pineapple Express.
Oh, okay. That's the transit movie, right?
Not about a mass transit.
Movie. No, it's not.
It's not, much to Elon Musk's disappointment, I'm sure.
Yeah, what's up with that? I thought it was about, you know, mass fruit transportation.
No, unfortunately Argo. Not. So Amber Heard, actress, also the former wife of Johnny Depp.
Really?
Yes, they divorced last year amid some pretty serious allegations of abuse.
Oh, my gosh.
On Johnny Depp's behalf.
From Depp to Heard.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And the settlement made her go from a wealthy actress to a very wealthy actress.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, it was like millions of dollars, and rightfully so.
Who got the scissor hands?
I don't know. I don't.
Why don't you know that? Johnny, I thought you were an investigative really been... journalist.
Edward Scissorhands is not like his most notable film at this point. You could have said like, who got the rum or the
rum.
Parrot?
Oh, the
I don't
parrot.
Know. Does he have a parrot?
I don't think so.
In Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's cliche.
I've never seen any of those films.
Johnny Depp is not a cliche. So. Okay.
I'm sorry. I called those films. I've never seen any of those movies. So, along with being an actress, the former wife of Johnny Depp, okay. She is also a once convicted, but later not convicted,
okay.
Animal smuggler.
Animal smuggler? Why? How?
Yeah, so the details of this are shady. I'm sure I'll correct it next week.
Okay.
She and Johnny Depp brought two unapproved, potentially unvaccinated, possibly uncircumcised, how can I know, dogs to New Zealand.
Uh-huh.
And it was a huge, like, bioterror threat, I guess.
What?
Which I think is everywhere. I think to ship animals around the world, there has to be a lot of, like, processes in place.
Uh-huh.
But that's something she's also known for. And I just think it's, like, a funny dark mark on anyone's record to be, like, known for smuggling animals. And
oh
not
gosh.
Even, like, exotic animals. Just, like, puppies.
Puppies, yeah, of all things. Is it because, you know, I think they're the only dogs that are allowed are sheep herding dogs?
that could be perhaps.
But what would have been worse, much worse, would have been Australian shepherds,
like the dog.
Yeah,
not shepherds from Australia.
Yes, obviously,
because that would be human trafficking.
That would be human trafficking.
Far worse.
Totally different story,
right.
But New Zealand does not like Australia.
That's fair.
Not sure.
And this
know
could
that.
Have actually been Australia, and I got them confused, and in that case,
classic American.
It might just
are they probably the same country?
Papua New Guinea, who knows?
Yeah, they're the same country, let's be honest.
I'm pretty sure that was the case.
Okay.
Anyway,
right.
Amber Heard, girlfriend of Elon Musk for about a year post Johnny Depp. She is no longer his girlfriend.
Wow.
Rumor is, based on actual gossip magazines that are the only ones that cared about this, rumor is that she's devastated. He
so.
got wind of her lifestyle choices, and he was like, eh, I'm out. So we're not a gossip organization here.
No.
We have some journalistic integrity.
No.
I don't want to, you know, throw any shade or shame at Amber Heard. I feel for her. Breakups are hard. I feel for Elon. He's been through a lot of grief in his life, a lot of stress,
mm-hmm.
a lot of dark nights on Twitter for him. Hopefully this will just be a blip in his path to continued success. But we did want to report on it because, you know, this is, we're the authority. We're the podcast for Elon Musk News, and it would be a vast and glaring oversight if we didn't mention that Elon Musk is back on the market again.
We have to study all facets of Musk, right?
Yes.
I mean, we can't just talk about his visions, his ideas. I mean, they're great, but he has plenty of other sides, okay?
Right.
We have to understand the man.
So, in case anyone, our listeners, ourselves, needed to know when Elon Musk was on the market again for any sort of hall pass negotiation.
Oh, I'd like to submit my application for a hall pass right away.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Hall pass approved.
Thank you.
I'd also like to register for a hall pass.
Approved.
All right, so this two-way hall.
Yeah. Those hallways are two-way. You know that, right?
I do. Except for, like, optimized space hallways. I feel like Elon Musk probably would have some way to refine the hallway.
Well, I think every hallway in Elon Musk's houses, probably has more than one house, let's be honest, probably roundabouts.
Right.
You know?
They're a very efficient use of.
Very much, yeah.
No accidental hallway bumping into each other, sharp corners.
None of that stuff. Sharp corners are not sexy. Round corners, roundabouts are sexy.
In thinking about Elon Musk's love life,
mm-hmm.
It kind of got me thinking about a little game we could play.
Okay.
Sorry to throw this on you. I know this wasn't supposed to be a fun and games podcast. This is a strictly business thing.
Yeah, it's a science, but whatever.
But I think you'll be interested in this.
Right.
Jamie, let's play a game of Boff, Marry, Kill,
okay.
Elon Musk edition.
Okay.
All right, round one.
All right, lay it on me.
Boff, Marry, Kill, Elon Musk,
mm-hmm.
Johnny Depp, Amber Heard.
Wow. Okay. So definitely kill Johnny Depp.
Just
Just
right
right
off the bat.
away,
Okay.
murder him. The thing about Depp, I don't like what I've heard, today about him. All right. Plus, I don't like where his career is heading.
Right.
Right. A little too far up Disney's, you know what, if you ask me.
Boffing or marrying the recipient of a very, very successful Disney franchise has its benefits. Just to give you something
I
to
don't
consider.
think I want to go to bed with Disney. All right.
Okay, fair enough.
That's not something I'm comfortable with.
Fair enough.
All right. Definitely marry Musk.
Obviously.
The guy is just a treasure. Okay.
Right.
We can go live on Mars together, be happy. I think that'd be nice.
Okay, I completely support you in that.
And I don't know who Amber Heard is. I don't even know what she looks like, so this is kind of risky for me. She could be horrible. She could be ugly.
Right.
But that doesn't matter.
She's not an Uggo.
She's not. That's good. Well, out of 10, what is she?
I would say like a solid 8.5
An
to
eight?
9.5.
Wow. Okay. Well, then I'll boff Amber Heard.
You're t what? Okay.
Yeah. Marry
Great.
Musk. I don't care if I ever boff Musk, to be honest with you.
So just to get it straight, this is actually a four-step process. It's
Okay.
actually step one, murder Johnny Depp.
Right, while still married to you.
Yes, I could help you. Doesn't
I
bother
would hope
me.
so.
Step two, divorce me, your wife,
Yeah.
and co-host of this notable
Yeah. Award
and
winning
newsworthy
eventually.
podcast.
Yeah.
Step three, woo and convince the man Elon Musk to join you in a marital union.
Of course. That wouldn't be hard to do. Come on,
Fair.
look at me.
Fair. I'm with you.
Look at him.
Look at him.
Yeah.
There's a lot of looking going on. Step four, which could come, I guess, before the marrying, but I think it's neater this way.
Yeah.
Have sex with not only the man you murdered's ex-wife, but also the man you're married to's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I like that plan.
You do.
Nothing wrong with that to me.
All right. Like we're a progressive show, I guess.
Yeah.
Murder's a pretty
Yeah.
progressive stance to have on handling your
Right.
problems.
In this universe, acceptable.
Yes. In this universe, there's another boff, marry, kill coming around the bend.
Bring it on.
Boff, marry, kill Elon Musk, a Facebook AI bot who is personified, so a Facebook AI android,
Okay.
or
Dark Elon.
Oh, Dark Elon.
right, yeah, Dark Elon came around.
Okay. Dark
And the
Elon's
Facebook
back.
AI bot is just for clarification, Elon Musk, not a big fan of AI.
Yeah, he's not.
Conspiracy theory that we might or might not espouse is that he's, talking a lot of trash on artificial intelligence, because him and Zuckerberg are in a little bit of a spat. And he's trying
Yeah.
to get them out and get his world of AI in. So who would it be, Jamie? Boff, marry, kill.
Wow, tough. First, I think I would boff Dark Elon.
Okay. All right. That's a, I'm not
Yeah.
surprised. But also, give
Regular
me a little insight.
Elon is a little too straight edge.
Okay.
Okay. If you're gonna boff someone, I think they should be dangerous,
Okay, fair
right?
enough. Yeah.
I think AI is extremely dangerous, potentially, but not as dangerous as Dark Elon Musk. You
Yeah.
know, I think he brings the magic,
That's right, he
and
does.
I think he brings the ambi,
The
as the kids
ambient,
call it,
the A.
the A, yeah. I think we have a great time.
Great. Crack open some red wine and
Yeah.
go to town on Dark
There
Elon.
you go.
I think that sounds good. All right, so we got your boffing out
That's
of
my
the way.
boff. I would. Now, this might come as a shock to you. I would actually marry the Facebook AI Android.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the rationale there?
Well, I want to get closer to this thing. Okay?
Okay.
Because to destroy something, you must get closer to it.
That's the definition of marriage.
That's the definition of marriage. And I just want to get closer to this thing, understand it, destroy it from the inside out. You know, just really get out of here. But I got to marry it first.
Fair.
And unfortunately, I've, you know.
There's only one option left.
Yeah, it's got to go.
So who are you going to kill, Jamie?
I hate to say it, but I'm killing Elon Musk.
Damn. But not, I mean, this is obviously a separate reality from the world where you're already a murderer of a famous actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is scenario number two.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's all gone. Right.
And then onward to our final Boff, Mary, Kill scenario. This one takes a little bit of imagination, a little bit of personification. Not too hard, because corporations in America are people.
That's right, they're people too.
Yes, so of these corporate people, Boff, Mary, Kill, SpaceX, Tesla, Solar City.
Wow. Okay, you know, I see these three people, companies, excuse me, and I see
corporate entities.
You know, I see a couple of things, right? So, SpaceX. That's the future. Okay. That's getting us to Mars and beyond.
Yeah.
Final frontiers. Yeah. Tesla kind of feels like the present. You know, it's sexy in its own right. It's getting us around here on Earth. But it's looking great doing it.
Yeah. Oh, just so many soft lines and silent
contours.
Approaches.
Contours. Oh, my God. That's so silent.
That you just want to, I mean.
Yeah.
You want to. How do I say this in a way that's PG-13, but when you think about a frunk.
Oh, my gosh.
When you just think, you know, we're from an era where junk needs to be in the trunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now Elon Musk has us putting our junk in the frunk.
Oh, wow. Just imagining just putting all my luggage in there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can barely contain myself.
So, okay, I
so
see
that,
where we're going. Yeah.
You see where I'm going with this. Solar City, very practical.
Yeah, very much. It's Solar City is very much the girl next door.
Very much, yeah. And you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right, right. But you know what happens, what you do to the girl next door.
Yeah.
You kill her.
Kill her. Kill them.
Obviously.
All of them. You ever seen a movie?
I have, just a few.
Yeah, I mean, they're all die.
I've seen some movies, I've seen some films.
Yeah.
I've seen Pirates of the Caribbean, which is neither of those.
Yeah, that's right. So, all that being said, I think, you know, SpaceX, I'm marrying SpaceX.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
It's the future.
Despite SpaceX being...
Well, I hope I get a lot of SpaceX
got it,
of course.
Okay.
Tesla, I'm boffing.
Boff the frunk.
Got to. You have to. Solar City?
We already know.
Killing.
I already know.
Kill. Kill Solar City.
It's pigtails. It's cut off shorts.
Yeah.
Dead. Gone.
Although you paint a nice picture.
So, I mean, I did. But just take your mind back to the frunk for just a moment.
I did. I'm already there.
And you're good.
I'm already there.
All right. So, Boff, Mary, Kill, that's it. Do you have any... if you could think of any Boff, Mary, Kills for me, I'd love to play around. Or if you wanted to get my take on any of them, I'm happy to share my insights. Even of the three, do you want to, of the three categories you had, I might have some differing opinions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm curious to see what you think of the Elon Musk, dark Elon Musk, and the Facebook AI Android.
All right, well...
What's your take? Boff, Mary, Kill.
You know, in a world where Facebook.
Facebot
AI,
is probably what Facebot, its name. It, what is, it's what
in
it
a world where Facebot walks among us, I feel like reality's bent a little bit.
Okay.
So if I could, I assume quietly, secretly, Elon Musk is immortal.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter.
Probably not a secret.
I could put him in the kill column. Try to kill him.
You could try.
He's not going to die.
No.
obviously you were on the right path, boffing Dark Elon. But I'm going to level that up.
Level it up.
I want to boff the Facebook AI bot.
Okay.
Just, you know, like maybe like a little bit of like a hate boffing.
Ah, I see where you're going.
And then I want to marry Dark Elon.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, I mean, just, there's something, every girl loves a bad boy, right?
I don't know, I'm not a girl.
Well, it's true.
Is that true?
You are a bad boy.
I am a bad boy, and you
Jamie's
love me.
Jamie's sitting here right now with his leather jacket on his motorcycle.
Yeah.
That's why the sound is so bad. Motorcycles make for terrible recording studios.
That's right.
Yeah, so the bad boy Elon Musk, it just, I can't resist him.
Oh, yeah.
So Dark Elon and I would attempt to kill regular Elon, obviously. That's the battle. I think he'd be cool with me and Facebook AI.
Yeah, definitely.
Hate boffing. And then spend our lives together.
Okay.
You know, I thought about just killing all of them in the bent reality and just staying with you because I'm nothing if not a loyal wife.
That's nice of you.
But if it's between you and Dark Elon.
You're going to pick?
Obviously Dark Elon.
Okay, that's fine. I would pick Dark Elon too.
All right.
I would pick Dark Elon over me and over you. Over everyone.
Overall.
Yeah.
Overall. So if any of our many numerous listeners have any more boff, marry, kill suggestions, feel free to send them our way via something. You probably know us. our parents or siblings.
Snail mail.
Snail mail. Send us a letter. A Facebook message.
Yeah.
We have an email, but it's like really long and no one's going to send us an email. I actually made a Facebook page for us. So
okay.
maybe put it on our Facebook page.
Check us out on Facebook.
Check us out on Facebook. I think the name of the page is, shut up. The name of the page is The Boring Podcast : Elon Musk News.
All right.
So if you are listening to this and you are not our parents and you would like to interact with us, Facebook's the best way to go. The Boring Podcast. The Boring Podcast : Elon Musk News.
Not the word colon, right?
No.
Okay.
That would be
just making sure.
Upsetting.
Okay.
Just the punctuation :
Okay.
Let us know your boff, marry, kill scenario. And I think we have one more news update, Jamie.
Yep. So my update for this episode is it's talking about the Hyperloop competition. So some of you may not know, but you know, Hyperloop was first introduced kind of as a giveaway to the entrepreneurship community, the startup community.
I thought you were going to say gimmick, and I was like, oh boy, is it?
No gimmick. This is not a gimmick. This is real. Kind of a giveaway. Just hey, look. Somebody need. I don't have time to do this. Somebody please take this. Run with it. We need this. We need to reform transportation as it stands today because it's terrible. So he did that. And, you know, one of the more prominent startups that came out of that is Hyperloop One. Kind of make a note of that it's actually using the Hyperloop name, by the way, which was actually trademarked by SpaceX.
Was it?
It was. They went ahead and trademarked it,
okay.
Despite saying we're not gonna pursue any Hyperloop. But they went ahead and got the name anyway.
Okay. I thought they had acquired. I thought somebody acquired Hyperloop. One of his other companies acquired it after. I don't know.
No. So Hyperloop was never an entity at all.
Got it.
It was simply an idea that he kind of just put on Twitter, and he released like a 9 or 10 page kind of research type of thing on it, like a quick white paper, so to speak, on it, and just said, somebody please do this. But then he went ahead and got the name anyway.
Right, because he's
just
Elon Musk.
Just in case.
Yeah.
He covered all his bases.
Which he might have also done with things like The Boring Podcast. We don't know.
Probably.
I mean, the man covers his bases.
So sue me.
So when the cease and desist letter comes, we can say, like, you know, Elon, we get it.
Yeah, protect your IP, man. All right. So Hyperloop One is kind of the more prominent startup that came out of this, all right? And they're making a lot of progress. I mean, they can only do so much. It's not like they've built a whole track or anything, but a couple of things they've done is just this week, they built a dev loop, what's called a dev loop, out in Nevada. And their concept is to put the Hyperloop above ground, okay, in a tunnel, like in a vacuum sealed tunnel above ground, all right? And they have a test track out there called the Dev Loop, and their test car, they recently reached speeds of 192 miles per hour.
What?
Pretty fast. Their goal is 200 miles per hour in the next, like, within 6 months or something like that, so they're almost there.
Right, and Dark Elon's goal is 666 miles per
Yeah,
hour.
yeah. 666. I don't think if it could go faster, I don't think you'd want it to even go
No,
faster.
that's his stop.
Or a
That's hard
multiple of
stop.
666.
Right.
So,
Math,
sure.
whatever.
It can,
Yeah.
yeah, so maybe faster than that, but only if he can double it. So that's one thing. So they're really making some progress. A couple other things they're doing is they've kind of have a competition getting cities around the world to bid on getting Hyperloop infrastructure in their city. So a few examples is are you know there's some in the U.S. Some ones I thought were interesting was Chicago, Columbus, Pittsburgh. So we're in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we are Pittsburgh
For those
residents.
of you that don't know, we're based out of Pittsburgh right now. And you know the thought of going to Chicago in 47 minutes,
It's awesome.
pretty appealing. Another one is Portland, Seattle. So it's 173 miles from Portland to Seattle, and you can get there in 17 minutes.
That's unbelievable.
And another one, Los Angeles, San Diego, 121 miles, 12 minutes,
Wow.
right? So you can, with this technology, you can live anywhere you want, pretty much. As long as you're near a major Hyperloop hub, you can get there. That's
Right.
the vision.
You can pay the crazy property values of any of those
There
cities
you go.
all over the place now.
That's exactly right.
Hyperloop is going to be
That'd be awesome. That'd be
revolutionary
awesome.
for making real estate more expensive
There you
around the
go.
country.
There you go.
It's really exciting. I know I am excited about Hyperloop. I
Yeah.
think that it's a really exciting prospect, if not something that I think is getting a lot of flack. It's getting a lot of negative attention from a lot of people because of these, Elon Musk is saying one thing and governments are saying another thing.
Yeah.
People are saying, we'd have to change so much and it would take so long. And by the time we get there, will this have an impact on emissions? And will this change anything? And I think that's the recurring question, right? Is he has all these great ideas, but can he pull it off? And of course, we know that because he is not only one man, but two men, one of which who is a dark, evil genius, Elon Musk can do this. And I believe in that. But I think it's going to be different from maybe what we anticipate.
Potentially, I think Hyperloop One, the company's founders have probably have similar mottos to us. I mean, they've embraced Elon Musk because, of course, he's kind of originated the idea. I think they've heard them. I mean, this may not be a direct quote, but I think they said something like, "We can do all things through Musk, who strengthen us."
Sounds
Something like that.
doesn't sound blasphemous in the least.
No, it doesn't. But I think that's what they said.
That I think that's actually like on their everyone's business card,
Yeah, it's on
right?
mine.
In Musk we
In
trust.
Musk we trust. That's right. Anyway, so moving on. So that's kind of the context for this recent Bloomberg article
Yeah.
about how Elon Musk, who initially said somebody run with this, has now said a person close to Musk has kind of said, confirmed, that he wants to do Hyperloop himself. Yeah, so
Come on, Elon.
it's true. So he started the Boring Company, it right, in hopes of building.
Which, in case the Boring Company is where we get our podcast namesake, in case someone who was an interloper unaware that, this is actually a podcast about Elon Musk and literally nothing else, the Boring Company is a company he started.
That's right.
Give us a little
Yeah,
context.
so he started it last year, and the idea was that he would design his own tunnel drilling equipment, boring equipment, to build massive tunnels underneath the earth, right? Which is typically where tunnels go, and to put roads underneath. Okay, so initially he
Right.
said, "I look, we he actually." Was I think he mentioned how bad LA traffic was,
Yeah, he was stuck in traffic and he tweeted
and he
this.
tweeted that like we just need roads to be underneath the ground, and I'm gonna just start doing that. And now it's come to everyone's attention that he actually was quoted to say at an earnings call recently, I don't have any plan to execute talking about Hyperloop. because I must remain focused on SpaceX and Tesla. All right. But the Boring Company recently, in referencing Hyperloop, said, look, while we're encouraged that others are making some progress, we would like to accelerate the development of this technology as fast as possible.
Wow.
A lot of people thought that meant, oh, great, we can, the Boring Company can create the tunnels, and then these different startups can come behind and install the track and run the infrastructure, right? But now it's actually, he's actually kind of negging on this in a way, which is a lot of people are kind of rubbed the wrong way about it, because they feel like he's going to come over and take this whole industry over now. And which is a problem, right? Because who's going to, because right now I think there are a few Hyperloop startups, and they've got over $100 million of funding. Well, now that funding, if this is true and this happens, is essentially a bet against Elon Musk.
Dang.
Which is scary. Elon Musk has so many resources, and he can get plenty of backers to do this on his own.
Right.
So that's kind of a problem. But we'll see. I think the competition will be good for transportation overall. I don't think Musk can do every... It's not like he can do every route in America, like, with the snap of the fingers. I mean, I think he'll be working on the West Coast, or maybe he'll be working on the East Coast, while Hyperloop One works in a different region, you know? I think there's definitely plenty of work to go on, and we do need multiple people in the space. It needs to be more competitive. I think that's kind of where Musk is coming from on this one.
That's fair. That's fair. I think I want to push back against you saying you don't think Elon can do something. I think that's, you know, a little...
Fair enough.
Might be a little little risky thing for you to say as a as a news reporter in the Musk beat.
Forgive me, Musk, for I have sinned.
But, I get what you're saying. And I could see it as, on a surface level, being read as, come on, Elon. Like you said, you weren't going to do it. Now you're going to do it. Make up your mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's only human. So I that's exciting. And also very interesting. Very, I'm just giving you some positive feedback on your story.
Thank you very much. That's so... The kudos. I love kudos.
Thank you so much
candy
for
bar,
showing up today.
The granola bar thing and your positive feedback. You never had kudos?
Was it a granola bar?
It was a granola bar with M&Ms in it.
Yeah.
It was called kudos.
Yeah.
I think it was granola.
Yeah. I don't think it was granola.
It was,
maybe it was like a crispy rice bar?
Yeah, perhaps crispy rice bar. But it wasn't candy. It was kind of in... It was candy, but it was kind of between a granola bar and a candy bar.
Okay.
Sure, it was still bad for you.
Granandy bar.
Granandy bar, yeah.
Which I think will be the next Elon Musk venture.
Yeah.
Some sort of food supplement. So, like, so he's got to get... Why isn't he in the food substitute space? Does he have any sort of stake in...
Soylent?
Yeah, I was going to say garbage drink. I couldn't...
Yeah, I think that's otherwise known as garbage drink. I think Elon Musk...
Because he tends to sit on boards or... become a stakeholder in companies he just wants to follow.
We'll have to research that.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
Research that.
If anyone out there listening to us who isn't just us happens to know if he's involved in the drink this garbage liquid and live forever movement, let us know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, please let us know. Reach out via the Facebook page, Boring Podcast, colon Elon Musk News.
Colon the punctuation.
Yeah, colon the punctuation.
So again, to repeat that, Elon Musk, colon, the punctuation, Elon Musk news. Wait,
hold on. Not the words.
And I said Elon Musk, colon.
Okay. Not the words punctuation.
To repeat again.
Okay, go.
The Boring Podcast, colon, which is punctuation, Elon Musk news.
And to add on to that, to clarify further, we don't mean which is punctuation. The words which is punctuation is not in the title. So it's Elon Musk. Okay, so the name of the Facebook page is The Boring Podcast, colon, which is punctuation. By the way, no, not the words which is punctuation. This is parenthetical. Elon Musk news.
Got it. So type some but not all of that in.
Yeah.
On Facebook, which is www.facebook.com.
Uh-huh.
Usually you don't have to add HTTPS.
You need the S.
But you don't have to add it. Usually
secure.
Your browser adds it for you. But HTTPS colon /// www.facebook.com /.
Okay.
/
Yeah.
And then I think we could just put, you could just put all of that.
Yeah, everything we said.
But I'm not some sort of expert.
We're not experts on Facebook. We're experts on Elon Musk.
You could also just tweet Elon Musk, at Elon Musk. Hey, Elon Musk, I heard there was a podcast about you. Do you happen to know the Facebook page? And that might make him research it and be able to recommend it to you. That's my thought. So let's just all of you thousands of listeners, ask Elon if he's heard about this podcast. And he should be able to help us find the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, he'll happily point you in the right direction. He's a very helpful man.
Yeah.
So yeah, just feel free to tweet at him.
Great.
Okay, wonderful.
This is The Boring Podcast. Thanks for listening. We are new on iTunes, so the first couple weeks are very, very important to us. So if you did take the time to listen to this, if you enjoyed it, or if you'd like to pretend you enjoyed it, please feel free to rate, subscribe, share, especially on iTunes. You can subscribe to us in other places. We'll try to get that worked out pretty soon. But for the most part, right now, iTunes, let people know about us. We have about 8 weeks to reach our first sort of benchmarks of success. When we get to 10 episodes, you're going to get way better audio from us.
There you go.
So if you enjoy this and you don't enjoy random intermittent echoes, this will be very helpful for all of us. Thank you so much, and we hope to see you next time. Bye.
Bye. The Boring Podcast, Elon Musk news on an irregular basis, is hosted by Jamie and Aaron Boudreau. We maintain absolutely no affiliation with Elon Musk, The Boring Company, or anything else that might get us taken to court. We just really love Elon Musk, obviously. Our theme music is Space Rhythm 2 by Secret Circuit. Thanks for listening.